Welcome to the latest edition of King's Corner, brought to you by Pembroke Mitsubishi. Today I'm talking to Nate Monju. Nate, thank you for joining me today. I appreciate your time. Nate, challenging times these days. You guys are struggling for W's. I know you realize that. How are you feeling about the season so far?
The season's been really good, actually. I met a lot of good friends. We might be on the losing like streak right now, but honestly, we're on our way back, and we've got new leadership, and everything's looking pretty good right now.
Right. You got a new captain and some other new guys on the squad. Isn't that right?
So we have Joe right now, who's like running our forwards, and then we have Jerry, who's running our defensemen right now. And we have new captains, so that'd be Solomon Tucker, we have Chris Clark, and we have Evan Greco, who are honestly really good additions to our team in that sense, because they all bring a lot to the table, and they're all a bunch of really good guys, a lot of good locker room guys, and they honestly just keep us going every day, so...
Nothing like fresh blood to get things going, right? I'm always interested in how you fellas got your first love of hockey. What's your earliest memory?
I have a good memory, but I'm going to say back when we used to play like Timbits. I do remember my game. I remember one of my games, I had like had three goals. I mean, I was on top of the world. I was a little kid just playing hockey, and just getting a few pucks in the back of the net felt amazing. And I feel like that's why I'm here today. Just loved the game, never stopped loving it, so... That's why we're here, yeah.
The game gets into your blood at an early age, doesn't it?
I mean, I started skating when I was like three, so I'd say we signed up with Timbits at like five.
Timbits hockey's a pretty big deal all over the country for sure. Where were you playing back then?
That was in Windsor.
Oh, so you're from Windsor then?
I am from Windsor, Ontario, yeah.
And how long you been here in the Valley?
I got here late August.
So Nate, walk me through your hockey path that brings you here to Pembroke.
After that, I played Windsor AA, and... great year there. I had a great time. My dad was actually the coach behind the bench, so you can imagine how fun that would be. And after that, moved up to AAA, played AAA for a few years, and then I ended up going to an academy called A21 Academy in Windsor, which we were on the ice 24/7. That was amazing. I mean, was playing with the U16 and the U18 team, so was on the ice like more than you could imagine.
That is certainly a lot of hockey, but when you've got a love for the game, it's not much of a chore, is it?
That was amazing. That really helped my development. After that, I played my first year juniors when I was 16 in Florida. And also that second year there, I played Florida as well. And then I went over to New Jersey last year, which was best experience I've ever had. That's why I moved away again. I absolutely love moving away and meeting billets and just being in a new, like, just meeting a new family, you know?
It's nice that you can enjoy the family aspect of things along with the game. And so here you are.
And then, for some reason, ended up out here and couldn't have asked for anything better. It's been a great experience since I've been here, yeah.
So let's take a step back a little more and tell me about your development as a player and what got you out to Florida.
So I went to a D3 camp, NCAA D3 camp, and so that was for Lebanon Valley College. That guy there, Don Parsons, their coach, he has really good buddies, a connection with a guy named Rod Simmons, who was the owner at the time there in Florida. And my parents wanted to move out to Florida anyways, so... my dad got a job out there and moved his business out there. And then junior hockey it just sounded so good out there. So I was like, you know what, like, might as well make the jump and play juniors early, go have a fun year in Florida, and never looked back ever since.
That does sound like a pretty good time. Palm trees and hockey, nice. So is this your first time in the Valley?
No. Well, I did try out for Renfrew last year, and that's how I actually like kind of got into contact over here as well. So I was in Renfrew for about 2 weeks before I went to New Jersey, and they wanted older guys, which is how it goes. So Mercer was looking for a guy who was experienced in that league already, who I played in before. So I ended up going there.
Well, welcome to Hockey Town, Nate. You guys are struggling out there these days. There's no doubt about that. How are you feeling about things, and what are your teammates feeling, do you think?
I'm going to say right now, we're a young team. So a lot of guys haven't played junior at this level yet, which is, CCHL is a great level, so it's hard to adapt to it. But right now I see a lot of improvement in those guys right now, which you don't see very often at this age where they're like maybe 2009 or 2008. It's just like... it's hard to play against those big 20-year-olds who are, you know, they're ready to go to college already and whatnot.
One of the things I see in all of you guys is the positive attitude and a really strong work ethic.
We just got to keep working. That's all. Just everyone's got to keep getting to the pace of things here, because, like, we have a solid team and we will be good in the next few years. We'll be good next year for sure. We won't be as young, and it's all with age right now, but our hard work doesn't decide how old we are.
Very well put indeed. How do you intend to keep that positivity during tough times, Nate?
Still upbeat since day one. I mean, we've always just been, always continuously been saying, just keep going, keep doing everybody's thing, and make sure we always got to stay physical. We're a really physical team, and that's when we play our best. And when our young guys are hitting, old guys are hitting, like, not a lot of teams can stop us.
I do see the physical game is still up there, and I know your opponents are looking out for it. Final thoughts, Nate?
I'm going to say everybody be ready. We're ready to go. Our young guys are starting to get into it, and we're going to be a good team. If not this year, then the next year for sure. This year, we're definitely going to bring it near the end of the season, and we're really hoping to make that playoff push.
Nate, I really appreciate the time and certainly the positive attitude. It's exactly what the fans are looking for, I'm sure. Keep fighting out there, young man, and we'll catch up later this season. Thanks again to Nate Monju for joining me on this edition of King's Corner, powered by Pembroke Mitsubishi. Tune into PembrokeToday.ca right now and every Friday for the latest edition of King's Corner. In the meantime, go Kings go. For 104.9 MyFM, I'm Richard Evans.